Well, howdy guys, now I found this on X and I'll put a link to it down below. But the lies and deceit that comes from Femmons is just mind-boggling. Man, I know this program's all done for drama, but the truth still shines through.
Mr. Hudson, you claim the defendant led you to believe you were her son, Ja'Cory's biological father, then dropped a bomb and admitted she slept with someone else. You're in court to prove you are not her son's father. Ms. Bridges, you admit to sleeping with another man, but claim that you have no doubt Mr. Hudson is your child's biological father.
We had an argument, and that's when she came and she was telling me how I might not be the father and she had done these things. But I paid no attention to them because I am the father. I'm supposed to be the father. I'm here.
You cheated with Mr. Davis, am I correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Even though you cheated, Ms. Bridges, you say I did it.
Yes.
You still say Mr. Hudson is this child's biological father.
He's 100% the child's
father. Why do you know that for certain?
Because I just know he's the father of my child.
Mr. Davis, thank you for joining us today. Do you believe you're Ja'Cory's biological father?
Yes, I do.
And so, Ms. Bridges, you did tell him he potentially could be Ja'Cory's father, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
But you testified earlier that you said you know for sure.
I know for sure it's Mr. Hudson's child.
If this child is yours, you're going to step up for this baby?
Yes, ma'am, most certainly.
Mr. Hudson, are you going to step up if this child ends up being yours?
Yes, ma'am.
These results were prepared by DNA Diagnostics, and they read as follows. In the case of Hudson versus Bridges, Mr. Hudson, you are not his father. In the case of Hudson versus Bridges, Mr. Davis, you are not his father.
Oh, no. Neither one of them.
This courtroom is in shock. Yes. This is not what anyone expected today. Miss Bridges? As it stands right now, you don't know who your child's father is.
And the usual crying, of course, we see all the time. Notice how she went from one lie to the next lie. This femme must have been sleeping around all over the place. Even she doesn't know who the father is. And I feel sorry for this little boy. Because she's obviously a terrible mother. And quite frankly, a terrible person. The child should be removed from her care immediately. It's just amazing to me that Femmons can lie like this about everything without any morals or any guilt and still play the victim. And that's what I say, guys. Never trust a Femmon. The only important thing to this Femmon is herself. And she will feel no remorse. How do Femmons become so absolutely vile? You take it easy, guys.